Again, we praise you. We are gathering together on the day of your resurrection, on the first day of the week. Lord, we thank you that we can come together to remember you, to enjoy you, Lord, and also let you to enjoy our love. Lord, we give ourselves to you. We have no trust in ourselves. Our trust in you. We pray that your victorious blood will continuously to cleanse us and cover us. And that together we bind your enemy, bind all his distractions. Lord, we thank you. You have already won the victory. Once again, manifest your victory. Put your enemy to shame. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. In your name we pray. Amen. You know, we just finished the book of Thessalonians. Start from today, we will continue on the second Thessalonians. And so from verse 1 to verse 12. And so here, of course, this second Thessalonians, it follows the first one. And the burden of Apostle Paul is still the same. The burden is to have the holy life for the church life. And today, after we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and so we receive the Lord, and so then we need to live in the church life. And what kind of church life? All of us need to have that is the kind of holy life, and God has chosen us, and God has chosen us for what? To be holy. In Christianity, in the past 2,000 years, there was this argument. Now, whether our salvation is based on God's choosing, or is it based on our responsibility? In other words, based on our choosing the Lord to be our Savior. So then they always argue. And once, I think probably it was one of the very famous gospel preachers, he said this. He said, it is before you enter into the gate of New Jerusalem, you see that whosoever believe in the Lord, you will be saved. And then, but after you walk into the door, when you look back on the other side, the inside, it said, you have been chosen by God. But this illustration or this explanation never satisfied me. So it seems to me just playing the words. But then the reason we had the Christianity in the past 2,000 years had this kind of argument, because they did not see when God chose us to be what? To do what? The Bible does say God has chosen us. Chosen us to what? Most people think God either chosen us so that we will be safe and that we will go to heaven, we will not go to hell. But then the other side of people say, since it is God who chose us, then you should not blame on me. And then, so why I did not believe in the Lord? Because God has not chosen me, so it's not my fault. It's God did not choose me. But the problem is that they don't know what was the thing that God chose us. The Bible never said, I choose this one to go to heaven and that one thrown into the lake of fire. No, God did not choose us that way. So we have to, in Ephesians, it is very clear. God chose us what? To do what? To be in the lake of fire, or to be in... But actually, the Bible also tells us, God wants all to be saved. He did not want anyone to be thrown into the lake of fire. So then he chose us to what? He chose us to be holy. And you know, in the whole universe, only God is holy. Therefore, so God chose us and for us to be holy. Therefore, all of us, still it is our responsibility. Do you want to accept God's choosing? And do you want to, because God wants to choose us to be holy, are you willing to receive His holy life, His divine life into us? Or you still want to keep away from God? So then, it is still our responsibility. And but our God is the God, He knows everything. He's not limited by space, He's not limited by time. So He chose us because He was not limited by time. So way, way back, He already knew who would choose Him, who would not choose Him. And why God loves Jacob, He did not love Esau. And then you say, seemingly Esau was more honest than Jacob. But then why God choose Jacob? That is because God already knew. To Jacob, He loved the spiritual things. He loved to see God's house. And his twin brother, he only wanted the material things. He wanted to have the what kind of soup? Lentil soup. He rather to have lentil soup and also a bread and to exchange for the sonship. And so, yeah, the birthright. So in other words, this Esau, he loves the material things. He did not love the spiritual things. So way back, God already knew this. And that's why He chose Jacob, not Esau. So in other words, God is always fair. And He knows what He's doing. And so here, today, this portion, on one hand, is continuation of the first Thessalonians, that epistle. And so, but the Apostle Paul added something more. Not only he continued to say some encouragement word to these people of in Thessalonica, and then not only he encouraged them, he also corrected some of the things that some of the problems in Thessalonica, and so this in the second epistles, and in addition to the encouragement, the word of encouragement, and Paul also adds something more, that is to correct some of the problems, some of the weaknesses that had in this place, the church in Thessalonica. And I think 2 or 3 weeks ago I did say this. We all know that this Paul only spent very short time, probably no more than 1 month, maybe only 2 or 3 weeks, and in Thessalonica. But yet, only with this short period of time, and they had already received, not only received the gospel, and they also received the word, all the word the apostles told them. And the reason we went back to read Thessalonians, the first part, and in chapter 1, verse 3. If you have the Bible, let's read the first Thessalonians, chapter 1, verse 3. remembering unceasingly your work of faith and the labor of love and the endurance of hope, and our Lord Jesus Christ before our God and the Father. So to us Christians, these are the three important things. For us to live a good Christian life, these three things we can never graduate from. What are these three things? What is the first thing? Faith, yeah. What is the real meaning of faith? Does faith means that you agree with what Jesus said and so you praise what Jesus said? Okay, just to save time. The real faith is receiving. Not only you agree, but you receive whatever the Lord spoke to us and what the Lord is. We need to receive. In John chapter 1, verse 12, it's very clear. And as many as receive him, to them they got authority to be the sons of God. And so first we all have to have this faith. In other words, we can never graduate from faith. On one hand, yes, we do believe what he said, and also we need to receive the word what the Lord said. Not only that, we also have the love. And you have the first is the faith, the second is the labor of love. And so then the third thing is the hope. The hope mainly related to the Lord's second coming. We have a hope. Our hope is what? It's not by our human beings to bring in a good society, or to change the society, to improve the society. No, don't have hope on that. We can never improve this society, because all the human beings, we are the descendants of Adam, and so we have the Adamic life in us. Our human life is weak and is corrupted, and so based on our doing, we can never improve anything. But we thank the Lord. The Lord is our Savior. And not only he saved us from the lake of fire, and also he gives us the divine life. And so based on this divine life, then we had the hope, and not only this hope, we also know the Bible tells us very clearly and repeatedly when day our Lord Jesus will come. And according to the prophecies, and you can see that many of the prophecy concerning the Lord's second coming, and most part is already fulfilled. And so that's why we always know the day of the Lord's second coming is really very near. And so that's why we have to pay much attention to this matter. So not only we are waiting for his coming, and also we need to prepare for his coming back. And so this is why we have conferences after conferences, trainings after trainings, mainly is to prepare for the Lord's coming. Not only that, even we want to be those to hasten the Lord's coming, because we know the Lord's heart, he wants to come back soon, because he wants to come back soon to get married, to marry us. We are all Christ, the corporate bride. And so our bridegroom, Jesus Christ, he is waiting for us to be ready in almost 1900 years. Again, I want to repeat this. You know, the last chapter of the whole Bible is Revelation chapter 22, and it says in verse 7, the Lord said, "Yes, I come quickly." Then in verse 12, he repeated, "Yes, I come quickly." Then the last, second to the last verse, and the Lord, again, he said, "Yes, I come back quickly." So you can see that how urgent our bridegroom wanted to come back. And so not only we are waiting, and in the book of Hebrews, many angels are also waiting to see the Lord come back and to have the wedding with us. And so we all need to not only prepare for his coming back, and also we need to hasten his coming back. But so this is what we have. We have these, all the Christians need to have these three things. One is we need to have the faith, we need to believe in the Lord, and we need to receive the Lord, the Lord's word. And also the second thing is the love. And out of this love, we need to enjoy God's love, enjoy the love of the Lord. Then we use the divine love to love the Lord, and we also use the divine love to love other people. And never try to manufacture a natural love. Don't trust our natural love. Our natural love is not reliable. Today you love, another day you hate. So forget about it. But the only love we need is the Lord's love. That's why we need to fellowship with the Lord, and that we need to enjoy Lord's love. Then we use the love of God to love God, and to use the love of God to love other people. And so this is the second important factor. And the third one is the hope. This hope mainly is on the Lord's second coming. So I hope that this we have mentioned when we covered the first Thessalonians. So now here we come to the second Thessalonians. And here you have, again, you have the encouragement, and you also have the correction. And so I don't know whether today we have time to cover the second part. But anyway, so here you can see the basic thing is still our church life should be with the holy life. If we do not live a holy life, then we don't have the proper church life. And so this is very important. But then today, I just share with you the thing that impressed me the most, and then later you can share whatever you enjoy the most. And what I feel is very important in the Thessalonians, the second epistle, and here we have already read this. So here it says, in the beginning, Paul tried to encourage them again. And in verse 3, also he said, "We ought to thank God always concerning you and the brothers, even as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of each one of you or to one another is increasing." So here you see that the as a normal Christian, we need to have more faith, and also our love should increase. And then so that we ourselves both in you, that means Paul and his co-workers, both for these saints in Thessalonica, And so what I said in the past, I want to repeat it again. That is, even though these are newly saved ones, so many of them just got, saved and received the law less than a month. And therefore, what Paul said to them is to the new believers. Now, again, I want to repeat this. Don't think because this epistle, this letter, is written to those newly saved ones, so therefore, I'm not newly saved. I think in many sense here, you probably have been saved for, 30 years, 40 years, I don't know. But anyway, many of you are not newly saved ones. So don't think that because we are not newly saved, and therefore this epistle is not written to us. So we read it, maybe you wonder, why should we spend time to read these epistles? And so they are not for us. They are for us. All these epistles not only are for the newly saved ones, and these epistles also is written to us. Because today, our situation, our environment, is the same as the environment 2,000 years ago. And therefore, we have to take the second epistle as Paul's written, Paul's letter to us. So all of us, including me, we all have to get into the second epistle. Very important. And so here it says, in chapter 1, verse 4 says, so that we ourselves boast in you among the churches of God concerning your endurance and the faith in all your persecutions and the afflictions which you bear. So here, it mentioned that these newly saved ones, and that they also suffer persecutions. Don't think only those who had believed in the law for many years, then people will, persecute them. But actually, as long as you are a Christian, today's environment, today's society will not take you, and they will persecute you, and very often, even small things. Like, for instance, when I was in high school, and when we ate in the dining room, and when we, some of us young high school kids, when we give the thanks, when we pray, give the thanks to the Lord, when we open our eyes, and all the food in our plate, all were taken by some naughty ones. Then there was laugh. Oh, you thank the Lord. He gave you the food. Where is your food? So we big persecution and small persecution always will happen. So this is, so in other words, this is Paul's encouragement to the saints in Thessalonica. And so, but then let's all read verse 5. It's an important verse. A plain indication of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be accounted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which also you suffer. So here you have this thing, the kingdom of God. Today, many Christians have the burden to preach the gospel, and they also go out to preach the gospel. But most of the Christians, they want to preach the gospel simply because they don't want their friends or relatives and to be thrown into the lake of fire. Therefore, you want to preach the gospel to your friends, to your relatives, so that you and your relatives and friends can be together in eternity future. That is true. But on the other hand, on God's side, He has His purpose. He has His goal. And His purpose and His goal is to bring the kingdom of God and Christ from heaven to this earth. And so when Jesus taught His disciples, how should we pray? That should, we are all the Lord's disciples. So what should we, what kind of prayer we should have? And then it is very clear that He says, our Heavenly Father, and hallowed be thy name. We have to respect the Lord's name. And don't just say G. In the beginning, I don't know what is G. Then eventually I discover this. When they say G, they mean Jesus. And so I did not know. But anyway, it is, don't call the Lord's name in vain. But anyway, we need to respect the Lord's name. And also, not only this, and He also said, thy kingdom come. Why the Lord wants us to pray the kingdom of God should come? Because today, on this earth, the kingdom of God was usurped by Satan. And so then the third thing is, then thy will be done on the earth as it is in the heaven. Why? Because today, in the heaven, in the whole universe, God's will can be carried out, no problem. The problem is on this earth. This earth is usurped by Satan. And therefore, we need to pray, and so God's will be carried out in the heaven as it is, on the earth as it is in the heaven. And this is what the Bible tells us very clearly. Therefore, very often in the four Gospels, and when the Lord Jesus on the earth, and always said, and also in the book of Acts, and the Lord also encouraged us, always encourage us to preach the gospel. But then it always say we need to preach what kind of gospel? Not only we need to pray for the gospel of redemption, for the gospel that we will be saved from eternity fire. And so we need to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Why the Lord has not come back? One of the factors is today, the kingdom is still not on the earth. And so this is the thing, this is the spiritual warfare we are fighting today. And so I just gave some experience. And so here it says, let's read 5 again. And when we read verse 5, exercise our spirit to declare this verse. A plain indication of the righteousness of God, that you may be announced worthy of the kingdom of God, for which also you suffer. So because we are preaching the kingdom of God, then this world, that is this, the world is the system created by Satan, try to bring people away from God. And so this world all the time just try to bring people away from God. And so here we need to preach this kind of gospel. And that is, we need to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. So to me, in this chapter, in the first chapter of the book of the second Thessalonians, the important point is the kingdom of God. That's why we also send that hymn in the Lord's Table meeting, and specifically on this matter of kingdom. The matter of kingdom is an extremely important matter in our gospel preaching. So we have to be clear about this. And then there are a few things. First of all, we have to see that the Lord, when he went to the cross and when he was crucified on the cross, and not only he wanted to save us and to redeem us, that's why he died on the cross. But then when he was on the cross, he did many, many things. One of the things is that he wanted to defeat Satan. And he did defeat Satan on the cross. Satan probably thought he killed Christ. No. On the third day, Christ resurrected. So Satan was defeated, and his head was crushed by the Lord's foot. And then, so here you can see that we need to really see we are in an extremely severe spiritual warfare. And this warfare is between Satan and God. And this warfare is not like on the earth. People try to gain more cities, gain more territory. No, this warfare in the universe going on today is centered on us. God wants to gain us for his eternal purpose. And Satan also wants to gain us in order to destroy us, damage us, so that we human beings cannot fulfill God's purpose. So we are all the time in this spiritual warfare. And it's therefore today we have to see that when we go out to preach the gospel, we are always, on one hand, want to bring the peace to people. We want to bring the God of peace to people. But at the same time, we still need to realize we are in this universal warfare. And so I think we really see the whole picture. Now, today I don't want to say too much or too many doctrines. Just give you a few examples or testimonies. You know, this week, many things happen. Actually, these 3 weeks, many things happen. That is, we have a number of FTTS. That is the four-time training in Seoul, in South Korea. And so we have in 8 of them came to New York, 5 sisters and 3 brothers. And happened to be that the last August when I went to Korea. And so after my wife went to be with the Lord, and the brothers in Korea asked me to go there 2 weeks of summer. And so I went there. Happened to be that this time, all those that are visiting here were the ones that I spoke to them in Korea. And so these 8 came. The reason they came is not just these 8. And many of the trainees in different places, they wanted to visit different churches so that they could receive more experience. Now, when not only the Korean trainees came here, some other trainees sometimes also came to visit us here. And so on one hand, they visit us, they want to blend with us, and also on the other hand, they specifically wanted to blend with all the Korean speaking saints in New York. And so in the past, it seems that not too many saints rise up to preach the gospel. And we hope that this time, these eight Chinese, when they mingle with the local saints, they can go out. And they already started to go out yesterday. And so yesterday afternoon, they went out to distribute the recovery version. And so at least they gave out 8 copy Korean version of the recovery version. They gave out 8. And then they also gave out 18 English copies of the recovery version. So not too bad. But based on this, they also learn something. Now learn what? When they go out to distribute the recovery version, they should not just go out, just say, oh, this is we are give you a free copy of the Bible. And then many say, oh, I already have a Bible, so don't bother me. But then they realize that they learned this lesson, that next time when they go out, they have to talk to people first. After they talk to people, since they are all Korean people, and so they can communicate with each other, and then after they talk to people, then they give out the Bible. And so it's good. They come to learn. And we also, one thing, we also ask them, all the Chinese came here. We have every, all the Chinese, we always want to help them to establish a personal and intimate relationship with the Lord. Now, all these ones left the Lord and want to serve the Lord. If you want to serve the Lord, you have to have the intimate fellowship with the Lord. And so we taught them how to have the intimate fellowship with the Lord. How could they have established the personal relationship with the Lord? And we taught them how to have the personal prayer reading. And so all these, they are practicing this. Now, what I want to say is this. And since they are practicing this, and then actually Satan is attacking. And so we are, you know, that in the last week, especially on Wednesday, it's very cold. And not only this meeting hall was very cold, it's only 41 degrees. And also, we have outside, the gas pipe had leaks. And because of this, the gas company turned off the gas. And therefore, this meeting hall is really, really cold. And so we were in this condition. And then, so that was last Wednesday, this past Wednesday. And then we also, Dennis Cooley was also here. We tried very hard to try to fix the problem, because in these 3 weeks, they will be here 3 weeks, and in these 3 weeks, they need to use this meeting hall, and they also will have gospel meetings here. Now, we cannot have such a cold place to have gospel meetings. And then, so we have to fix this problem. But then, so eventually, we discover the leak is not above the ground. That's why it's difficult to find out the leak. So it was buried deep to the soil. Work on the pumps, the plumbers, And then they discover the leak was very deep down. Therefore, they have to dig out from down there. Then they saw the leak. Not only one, three leaks. And then they said they couldn't do this because now it would be a weekend. So they said the first time they could come to fix is next Monday. And so that's tomorrow. And by that time, Spanish gospels last night, and the children's meeting gospels this morning, and we could not let the place. Now you feel very warm, but actually it's very cold. And then, just at that time, we come to these verses, and then we told these trainees, let's exercise the authority of Jesus Christ. And so then we pray, and we pray, and then we pray very in strong spirit. And then right after we pray, and then the plumber said, okay, he's willing to fix this leak right away. So then we could see that when we exercise the Lord's authority and something happened. And right away, they changed their mind. And actually, we call a number of plumber place. They all said, no, you have to wait until Monday. But then, just this one, and then they said, okay, they agreed. They wanted to fix. Because if they don't fix the leak, then the gas company will not turn on the gas. And so then they praise the Lord that they came to fix the leak. And so, but then the next problem is the gas company. The gas company also said the same thing. We cannot turn on the gas until Monday. Then we pray again. Right after we pray, by that time it was already Thursday night. And so I almost gave up the hope. But then, Dennis and his wife was outside. And then I called him. I want to know what is the latest situation. He said, well, it does not look good. As we were talking, all of a sudden, Dennis said, oh, someone is calling me and see whether it's a gas. And when he received the call, it was from the gas company. And the gas company, Thursday night, they're willing to open the gas and let us to have the gas here. So then, all of us, especially these Chinese, they are so happy because we are not just telling them some doctrines or some, but something you can exercise right away. You can enjoy right away. And so they are really happy. But then I want to say one more thing. Now, why the Lord answered our prayer in such a fast way? It's because since the beginning of the week, every morning, we ask them to have the personal morning revival. And when they have, and also including us, we also have the morning revival with them together. We have, thank the Lord, we have a big room here, and so each one had just pick a chair, and we can have fellowship with the Lord. And very often when we fellowship with the Lord, the Lord's word will shine his light upon us. When we receive the Lord's shining, and so we will confess our sins and to be clear with the Lord, and so that all our the things that we offend God, we offend the Lord, and so we confess our sins, and we apply the blood, and therefore, because of this, so by the Lord's mercy and by His victorious blood, and we all have good conscience. That, to me, that's the key why the Lord answered our prayer that quickly. And so we really, really thank the Lord. We can. So last night, this group of eight, they went to Manhattan to preach the gospel there. And then this morning, they're also in Manhattan. But then, when would they preach gospel here? This coming Saturday, they will come back. Yeah, Corinne. And we are so happy to see that many... last night, I also went there. Many local Korean saints joined them together to go out to distribute the Bible. And so I saw so many new faces I had never seen before. And so I really thank the Lord. So this is what happened. And it's continued to happen. But then, at the same time, you could see Satan always attack all small things. And then, so I just give this short testimony, then I stop. And so, on Wednesday, on Tuesday, my son-in-law drove my car, and he said, "Your steering wheel seems not working very well." But then later I discovered it's not a steering wheel. I had a flat tire, and so I didn't know until when I discovered that the back tire was flat, and because it's flat, therefore it's hard to control the steering wheel. And then I thank the Lord that Dennis was there, so he helped me to take off the tire and also put the spare tire on. And then he also brought me to a mechanics very near here, and that place usually fix our van. And so originally the boss in that mechanic place, he wanted to sell a new tire to me. But I did not want to buy a new tire because I tried to get rid of this old car. Then eventually he agreed. So he did fix my bad tire. And then he only charged me $10. And so then I could drive back. Then the day before yesterday, Dennis said to me, "I had a flat tire." I thought that he was joking to me, but he really had a flat tire. And my flat tire was a very big nail penetrate my tire. But his flat tire, it was outside here. They have the broken glasses and they cut his tire. So you have all these small things. Then these small things distract us, at least waste our time. So to take the tire out, put the tire in, and fix it really, really wasted our time. But then, so that my whole point is we need to pray. We need to pray all the time. And so then I just gave you one more testimony. Some of you know that a few months ago, when I went to Africa, and so, yeah, two, three months ago, I went to Africa. Originally, I did not plan to go, but some of the brothers visited there often, just encouraged me to go, because in Africa, Africa has 54 countries. Out of these 54 countries, a number of them they had the local churches. But then all these ones had local churches in in California, no, in Africa, they never get together to have fellowship with one another. Therefore, we feel that we need to have an international conference, bring all the local churches together. And so that's why we went there. And we thank the Lord. In the beginning, we thought maybe only 1,000 people will show up. But then eventually, 3,000 people registered, wanted to come to this conference. And so we really thank the Lord. And then, so all the church, all the local churches came. And especially all the leading brothers, they all came. This is the first time all the leading brothers and the local brothers, they get together. And I really have to tell you that their spirit was really strong. When you listen to all these African saints, they're singing and they're, it's really, really very strong, and we all enjoy it very much. But then, at the beginning, when we heard 3,000 register, and we did not have a place to take that many people. But a year ago, China spent a lot of time, not only a lot of time, and spent a lot of money to build a place called AC. A means Africa. AU. A means Africa. U means United. We have United Nations here, right? So they have African United in Africa. So they call that AU. So then the local brothers went to the AU manager and asked, is it possible that they rent this place? And that manager said, yeah, it is possible. And then, not only this manager was a lady manager, very good. And she said, they just rented this place out to a wedding. Then she hesitated a little bit. Then she said, I think the church conference is more important than the wedding. So then he postponed the wedding. So give this a new place. Well, that place is really, really fancy. If you see that place, and then you go to United Nations here, United Nations is like a poor guy. But over there, it's all very modern, and they, even though they did not have 3,000 seats, but they have 2,500 seats. Every seat have their own earphone, and because in Africa they have many, many languages, and so it's very fancy. And so we had a wonderful conference there. And after the conference was over, and as the co-workers were having an informal talk, the more we talked, the more we wanted to laugh. China today is under communism, and communism is atheism, and they don't believe there's a God. And then, to us, it's really, really feel our, not only we have a living God, and it seems that our living God is somewhat humorous. Okay, you say I don't exist. I just use a little thing. Then right away, this big, huge place, modern place, and was used by the church. And so we know at the time when China spent so much money to build this place, they never dreamed that we are the ones use that place. And so it's really, you can see our Lord is a living God, and so we are serving a living God. And they say there's no God, but we very often, we enjoy miracles every day by day. And then, so even though we have such a wonderful time, you can see the miracles, but still you can see Satan's attack. And there's a brother, Dick Taylor, and so his flight was canceled twice, so he was late. But still he made it, even though a little late. I almost couldn't go because I lost my passport. And I lost my passport, and so because that day it was raining. So then I, and also I don't know why my the printer of my computer did not work. Second day it worked. Just that day it did not work. And so I came here to print the boarding pass. And it's very simple. Because I have to get the boarding pass, I brought my passport. And so I printed the boarding pass, then I went back home. And then usually I went back to pack. The first thing I do always put the passport in my jacket. And so, but then I couldn't find my passport. The whole night, you can see my room was a mess because I tried to dig out every place to find that passport. I couldn't find it. And the Satan is attacking. Then Satan said, oh, you're too old. You see, you have lost your memory. And so you even don't remember where you put the passport. And then he said, Satan tried to be a nice guy. He said, oh, you know, you have been very, very busy. You have not stopped going places. And so it's better. Now is the time you catch up in your sleep. But then I said, Satan, get you behind me. Then I sleep. I slept. And then next morning, of course, the first day, I just get up. And I, of course, the first thing I do is just to pray. Right after, I just pray the first sentence. It seems the Lord gave me a very clear word. He said, go to the meeting hall. And then, if I did not get a clear word from the Lord this way, I would never go because next morning still it's heavy raining. And so I don't know what I do. But since the Lord seemingly he gave me this clear word, go to the meeting hall. Okay, so I drove to the meeting hall. And when I get to the front door, front gate here, surely enough, my passport was outside this outside door. And it was under the heavy rain for probably 12 hours there. And so the whole passport was wet. And then Dennis also arrived at that time. I don't know for what reason he came. So two of us, the brothers, no sisters, and so we just used the paper, tried to make the pages dry. And the good thing was Dennis called his wife. And then his wife said, you use paper to dry. How long will it take? And so that day the fly will take off. And so then she said, quickly bring the passport back to home. So then so Dennis brought my passport to home. She used this hair dryer. And so hair dryer is very it's very hot, the hot air. So very quickly, every page is dry. And also, I just had a new passport. The new passport is very good because most important information, I don't know what thing they use, it's not damaged. Your picture, your number, and everything's there. And but because of the heavy rain, the first the front was it was coming up, and so then she used iron to just iron it. Then the passport right away. they quickly went to me and delivered this passport to me, and then I jumped into the plane and go there. This time the conference was in Ethiopia, and so I never went to Ethiopia. I don't think any one of them knew me, but I was surprised that everybody knew me. Not only that, when I told them what happened to my passport, and I thought it was a miracle, then these brothers in Ethiopia, I thought they don't know me, they right away told me, you know, we pray for you, and we ask the Lord that release you, that you can come to our conference. And so, what should I say? Yeah, Satan will attack. The more he attack, the more what? The more shows God wants to bless us. And so Satan was nervous. So lastly, let's all turn to 1 Peter chapter 5. And we read those few verses we read earlier. So let's start from verse 6. Let's read this together. Therefore, be humble under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety on him, because it matters to him concerning you. Be sober, watch your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about seeking. Okay, stop here. This Satan, he's like what? Like roaring lion. In other words, he cannot get you. He can only, whoa. It is that we are protected, and we are in the heavenlies. And so, but what Satan can do is just to making noise. And so don't worry about that. Then verse 8. Be sober, watch. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about seeking someone to devour. Now, if you are afraid, then he will he will try to eat you. And sometimes when you see a dog, if that dog was barking at you, the first thing is, don't be afraid. Because if we are afraid, our body will secrete some kind of hormone, and we cannot smell, the dog can smell. So the more you are afraid, the dog will bark even louder. So Satan is just like that. And so we don't need to be afraid. But so let's read verse 7 again. And it says, casting all your anxiety on him, because it matters to him concerning you. Be sober, watch your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walk about seeking someone to devour. Him withstand, being firm in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are being accomplished in the world. Okay, then the last two verses. But the God of all grace, he who has called you into his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little while, will himself perfect, establish, strengthen, and grant you. To him be the glory and the mighty forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord.
One lesson I believe we have learned this morning is, for the gospel meeting, we need to pray. Amen. So I just want to remind you, this coming Friday in Manhattan, there's English gospel. This coming Saturday here, there's Korean gospel. And on December 14th, there will be the English gospel here. It's not too early to start praying, even for December 14. We really need to pray so the Lord can win the victory. So let's have prayers, and then it's your turn to share what you have enjoyed. And those going to language meetings will do so.